T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. In just a moment, we may be able to get an update from the Fort Myers area on the devastation and potential death toll. Meanwhile, we were talking about the amount of rain in Daytona, 22 inches in 36 hours anticipated.
Yep, that's the forecast.
And we said, okay, people remember Ivan, 24 hours plus of rainfall here.
And by the way, the staggering damage.
So, how many inches?
We got 5.95 inches in one day. It's the number one all-time record rainfall amount for one day and all the record keeping they have since 1876. Major flooding along the rivers for days after that.
To that point, so you're talking about the most ever here in a day at 5 inches. Imagine 22 inches. We're going to go to this press conference live.
The governor, DeSantis.
Changed the character of a significant part of our state. And this is going to require not just emergency response now in the days or weeks ahead. I mean, this is going to require years of effort to be able to rebuild and to come back. These are fantastic communities down in Southwest Florida with a lot of fantastic people. And they're very tough and resilient. Of course, they didn't ask for this, but they need our help now. And we're going to be there for them. And we understand that this is going to be a very, very long process. And we also understand that these effects are going to go throughout the state today. And you're going to continue to see effects from flooding and these other ailments, not just today, but in the days ahead. So thanks for the support for everyone around the country who's donated. And thanks for everyone who's volunteered the time. And thanks for all the other states who have lent their support to us. Okay.
There have been reports that maybe there were hundreds of fatalities in Lee County. Do you have any clarification on how?
So none of that is confirmed. I think what that is there were 911 calls for people saying, hey, the water is rising in my home. I'm going to go up in the attic, but I'm really worried. Of course, those folks are now going to be checked on. And so I think you'll have more clarity about that in the next day or so as they're able to go to those locations and determine whether people need services or are able to be rescued. My sense is that, you know, that water was very, very high. But my hope is that if folks did go higher, if they were there, it's not comfortable. But now we're in a situation. I mean, if you're there, they want to come get you. And so hopefully we'll be able to see a lot of those people brought to safety. And I can tell you in the Barrier Islands, I mean, there have been a number of people that have been helicoptered to safety. And it's great because, you know, these folks sprung into action and they're doing it. We have had the 2 unconfirmed fatalities in the sense that we don't know that they're linked to the storm. I mean, our assumption is it likely is. And so basically FDLE will make that assessment and then that will be reported. But that's what we have. That number that was put out by Lee is basically an estimate of, hey, these people were calling, the water was rising on their home. They may not have ended up getting through. So we're obviously hoping that they can be rescued at this point. And I know the folks there locally, those were the areas that they wanted to spring into action to. And they really used the information that was coming, not just through those emergency calls, but also through signing up on the website to see. And I think it's safe to say, Kevin, there's a pattern that's developed about where those calls are coming from and where those people are signing up from. And you can see the areas. I mean,
no, that is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis live addressing the media. He addressed the first question, which is to our caller, Jack Goodrich's point that he heard from the sheriff in Lee County. in the Fort Myers area that there could be hundreds of people dead. But as DeSantis, I thought he did a good deal.
He did.
Speaking and detailing how he also hopes certainly that that's not the case, but there are people that called 911 and they're basing it on that.
And the water's rising.
And we're stranded.
Yep.
So we'll continue to cover this story. You're listening to the Big K Morning Show on KDKA Radio. Marty, so your friend Jack from the Fort Myers area sent you some devastating pictures, told us a story that now we heard was confirmed to say from Governor DeSantis that a sheriff in Lee County there near Fort Myers was thinking the possibility of multiple deaths could be in the hundreds.
Let's listen in. Thanks, Billy, for sending this.
Right now about injuries and fatalities, and do you have any sense, any estimate of how many people are left to be rescued?
So while I don't have confirmed numbers, I definitely know the fatalities are in the hundreds. There are thousands of people that are waiting to be rescued, and again, cannot give a true assessment until we're actually on scene assessing each scene. And we can't access people. That's the problem. We're accessing the bridges. We're seeing what's compromised and what's not. And this will be a life-changing event for the men and women that are responding.
What do you know now about injuries and fatalities? And do you have any sense, any estimate of how many people are left to be rescued?
So while I don't have confirmed numbers, I definitely know the fatalities are in the hundreds. There are thousands of people that are...
So sobering to hear that, but again, the governor said they're going to wait through. Rescue operations are in progress now in the Fort Myers area and along the Gulf Coast, and then where the storm is still moving through the northern and now eastern part of Florida, we're hearing about this catastrophic level of rainfall on top of the wind damage in some cases. And I'm getting videos and texts from people. I have a lot of connections down there, as a lot of people in Pittsburgh do, with Florida and South Florida and all over that region.
Well, I'm getting so many. I didn't know this many people own properties in that area. I guess I'm just an idiot, but Paul Wood, one of my good friends.
Yeah, I know Paul.
He sent me these pictures from Fort Myers Beach. Wow. Larry.
Does he have a place in that area?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, that was ground zero, apparently. Fort Myers Beach, we were told by a friend who has a place there on the other side, the land side. So there's Fort Myers, and then there's Fort Myers Beach. Man. And Fort Myers Beach, we were told every vehicle was submerged in water.
Well, Larry, picture I sent you, and I just posted this, Get Marty page on Facebook. Look at that picture. Every single vehicles underwater.
Yeah. And that's what we've heard. And we continue to get reports now with the light of day. And then what's amazing is just north, you know, originally the bullseye was going to be Tampa. We talked about they haven't had a direct hit in 101 years, and now they still haven't. And the difference in damage just to the south, like 20 miles difference, was all the difference in the world. Elliot Falcione, the executive director of the Convention of Visitors Bureau in Bradenton, has been sending me pictures. Now, he's out as part of he works for the government.
Sure, sure.
And they're assessing damage and looking what they can do. And he said, you know, there's a lot of tree debris and a lot of, but there wasn't the flooding there. And again, this is 20, 30 miles just north of where this hit.
Arianna Bazzi's sitting here. Your father is where in Florida? I forget now. I apologize.
They're in Delray.
Delray.
And Delray is on the Atlantic side, and it is near west, just south of West Palm Beach, as you would drive along the beach toward Fort Lauderdale eventually.
And along the lines of what he's saying, tell us what your dad's saying about the weather they're getting.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely bad rainfall and crazy wind. The trees are like bending over, you know, it's like really bad, but not as bad as the direct impact that people have gotten. So they're getting some effects, but it's not too bad.
It's fascinating, Larry, the hit or miss that's happening here.
It is. And when you saw, before the storm made landfall, you saw that huge area that it covered, and it covered almost the entire state of Florida at one point. There isn't a place in Florida that didn't at least get rain and some wind out of this storm.
You'd have been, I'm guessing you've been nervous as hell about this.
Oh, yeah. It's very scary.
Man.
And they're there, but everybody's okay.
Everyone's okay. No one's had to evacuate where they are. So, yeah, just hoping for the best.
And we saw the lines yesterday. Marty, you posted that picture of people trying to check out at Disney World. World and all of those entertainment parks.
Yeah. Thousands.
That's crazy.
Waiting to just check out. If I was at that point, because the airport's closed, so you're checking out to go where?
Right.
Right? And we have a colleague.
It's a great point.
Where are you going? The airports were shut down yesterday for most of the state of Florida. We should call Mike Mason.
He's going to call us.
Good. So we will continue to follow the story here, the Big K Morning Show. 925 at KDKA.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Let's get back to Kathy Berggren.
Hey, Larry, we still have this accident for...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Folks in Washington County, it's on the eastbound side of Interstate 70, right at Jessup Place. The eastbound lanes are now closed between Chestnut Street and Jefferson Avenue as they work to clear the crash. You also have a lane restriction on the westbound side with some of the emergency crews. Very heavy and slow for you through there. Folks traveling on the Parkway West inbound, still looking at some slow traffic from Green Tree, your Parkway East, right around the Britton Road overpass heading into the tunnels. 28 looks pretty good as you make your way past the Aetna bypass all the way down toward the north side. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Kath. And we are anticipating a little bit of sunshine, overcast right now, and cool 48. Looking for a high of 64, but dry today. 9:37, this is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. And we're going to go back live to Buena Vista near Disney World. Mike Mason, a colleague from KDKA-TV, used to work here at the radio station on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Mike, good morning.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Well, we spoke to you 24 hours ago anticipating the storm and what it brought. Closed down Disney World and all attractions, the airports.
Yeah.
And we saw the long lines. Marty posted a picture of
what was that,
people
Mike?
Trying to check out that you said.
Is that what that was?
We don't know whether it was check out or check in. What I think is they closed the Fort Wilderness campground, and we had heard that they weren't accepting any incoming reservations at Disney because they were going to need to find rooms for these people. So that's what I'm guessing, but I can't be 100% sure.
So what is your status now? Because nobody seems to be going anywhere.
No, I was just looking at, in the television, in the rooms they have the television that gives you the updates about Disney, and everything is closed again today. They're monitoring situations. They want you to shelter in place at your room. They don't want you to leave the resort. I went outside. It's rainy and a little bit windy, but to tell you the truth, I didn't hear the wind last night, so I got a good night's sleep, but then I turned on the Weather Channel, and I'm just seeing, the devastation, throughout Florida.
Yeah. So, dumb question, though, Mike, but you're kind of trapped there, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. What are they saying about the airport?
I do not know. I just got my alert from Spirit. That's where we're coming home on Sunday evening, and nothing has changed, but who knows, because there's a lot of people that are going to be trying to get out of Florida. Is that back our, planes up till Monday or something? So at this point, there's a lot of uncertainty.
So did they give you any indication when it might open?
The park, any idea?
No, we were hoping that possibly Disney Springs, where the shopping, area, would be open today. But when I initially looked at my phone. I didn't see that was closed, but then I scrolled down a little bit more and it is closed as well. I mean,
and I'm guessing you feel lucky because you could be in a hotel with no roof. You know what I mean?
I feel very lucky. There's, you know, again, I really do feel bad for the Floridians that were impacted. And I'm not woe is in me. I have trip insurance. I'm lucky enough to be here. And, you know, we had Instacarted on Sunday. So we have, you know, the essentials like peanut butter and jelly and cereal. And, you know, there's plenty of water to drink to stay hydrated. And, you know, it could be worse.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you checking in with us.
What do you do all day?
Now, what are
you gonna do? Dumb question. What do you do all day?
Well, my friend had never seen Ted Lasso, so we caught up on a whole season of Ted Lasso. I had missed Survivor, an Amazing Race last week, so I caught up on that last night, and we did an interview with Jen Barrasso. So our television would not show CBS Pittsburgh, but my tablet did, so we watched ourselves be minor celebrities last night at 11.
I did see you on TV.
Yes, me
they
too.
Replayed it again this morning. And
But so many people, I have to thank my friends and family. So many people reached out, not about us being on television
right,
you know, people I haven't heard from in a long time. So I do appreciate, you know, everyone's concern, but we're doing fine. And if anything of significance happens, I'll be sure to reach out.
All right.
Hold on a second. What happens to your trip? What does Disney do?
I don't think Disney is going to do anything other than give us any of the unused park tickets we can use until next September.
Okay.
But I do have trip insurance. I'm going to be checking with them and see, you know, what can be done. Because, yes, my trip is impacted.
Yeah.
All right, Michael, thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right.
Appreciate you, brother.
Larry, Marty, see you later.
Glad you're safe. Mike Mason, who works at KDK TV and worked here back in the day on KDK Radio, on our DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. 950 News Radio, KDKA, Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, the Big K Morning Show again on the road tomorrow at Kelly O's in Warrendale before North Allegheny and Pine Richland will meet in our high school game of the week, brought to you by Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine. The KDK Radio Big K Morning Show Game Day Breakfast Tour brought to you by Living Treasures in the Laurel Highlands off the Donegal exit. It's funindonegal.com. Meanwhile, Marty, we...
Did you see that picture I just sent you? Fort Myers. Look at that. And I know it's radio, but Larry, that's the devastation.
Yeah,
downtown Fort Myers.
The stories we're hearing.
Completely destroyed.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's Fort Myers and there's Fort Myers Beach, which is the island portion.
Wow.
And they said every car, a friend of mine texted me, every car on Fort Myers Beach.
And the background noise you're hearing, I apologize for interrupting there. Listen to this. Listen. This is...
thousands of people that are waiting to be rescued. And again, cannot give a true... have confirmed numbers. I definitely know the fatalities are in the hundreds.
Wow.
And who is that? The sheriff from Lee County?
Sheriff Carmine Marcino, Lee County, Florida.
Yeah, him saying definitely.
How do they get that? I hope he's wrong.
Well, what he's suggesting, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke to the media. We carried that live here last half hour, and the fact is that he's suggesting they're basing that off thousands of 911 calls they got from people who are stranded in their homes. Keep in mind, in Florida, almost all the homes are one-story ranch style. So there's really nowhere to go if the floodwaters go so far up, so high. And he's suggesting that they didn't even answer. They couldn't answer all the calls and couldn't have gotten to them anyway. Because these are people that were supposed to have evacuated in many cases. And
Jack Goodrich, who lost his home, looks like down there. He makes a good point. All the cell towers are out, too.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So the fact that we've been able to get to some people in Florida, we've checked all around the state this morning and appreciate our listeners who and people that we know down in Florida keeping us posted down there. But you're right. You see these pictures and these videos. Nothing seems to be as bad as we're seeing out of Fort Myers.
Hey, you said something I think you should reinforce. Talk about the most significant rainfall we've ever had versus what they're getting down there.
Hurricane Ivan brought torrential rains here to the Pittsburgh area. It started on a Friday and kept raining all day, all night, 24 hours. 5.5 inches of rain, which is the single most in a one-day history of this Pittsburgh.
Well, right? Think of the damage in Carnegie, Aspen Wall. It was insane, Larry. It was crazy.
So that's 5.5 inches in 24 hours here in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Daytona, we talked to your buddy down there. They had already gotten a foot of rain and were anticipating 8 more inches to 22.
Man.
So they got, no, it was 14 inches. So an additional 8 inches of rainfall anticipated. That's unimaginable in Pittsburgh to have 22 inches of rain in 36 hours when we had 5.5 and it created that kind of damage. So you can imagine what it must be like. And, you know, this is going to be, Governor DeSantis said, we're talking years for some of these communities to be restored.
You know, what's fascinating is what Raz said. And this is a salient point. More people have moved to Florida in the last 3 years than any other state. Not even close. Not even close.
Yeah, I mean, weather's attractive.
Right. Taxes.
Obviously, there's no income tax.
Right. Politics, part of it. And Raz came in and he said, what, Larry? I'm reassessing my thought about retirement. It's spot on.
Yeah, Paul had worked and lived in Jacksonville. And at some point he said, you know, I think I'll go back to Florida to retire. And
right.
Now he's saying, well, maybe I won't. So where would you go if you want to retire and you want to leave the city?
I've thought about one of the lakes in the Carolinas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.